Hey, we're your hosts, Alina
and April. Some of the stories we tell are fun and interesting,
but some of the subject matter is downright disturbing. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Scary nursery rhymes.
Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub. And who do you think they were? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. They all sailed out to sea. 'Twas enough to make a man stare. I remember this song being illustrated in children's books with three men all bathing in one tub. Some people thought this was like a story about three gay men, but actually the original song began rub-a-dub-dub, three maids in a tub. So it was probably meant to imply that either the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker were all spying on women bathing or were going to a peep show in town, which makes you think differently about the rub-a-dub-dub line, huh?
Well, rub-a-dub-dub just sounds kind of pervy to me anyway. Like,
I know what they're rubbing.
Yeah, I know what they're rubbing.
Rub-a-dub-chub is what they should have called it. Rub-a-dub-chub. I don't know. I remember it rhyming better, though. When I was little, maybe because I never went past the candlestick maker. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just didn't, to me, it doesn't flow now that I'm reading it, but who knows? It's just kind of, well, welcome back, listeners. It's finally, you know, warming up. The snow's melting and the sun is shining.
Yeah. I'm glad it's getting warmer. You know, I'm not a cold person.
Except your heart.
It's been made cold by the cruelness of this world.
Did you go out and do anything fun when it hit 81 this week?
You know, I started my new garden. I started planting stuff at my new house. And
are you growing poison?
Yeah, I'm growing a poison tea leaves.
Oh, you were the one that told me about the one. No, maybe it was mom. The lady on either TikTok or Facebook.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you. Okay, yeah. that grows all the
she
poisonous.
She has all poisonous. Yeah, she has a whole.
And there's like people,
garden.
Like men who email her and
get
mad and stuff.
They're like, why would you be telling women what to plant? And she's like, well, if you're scared of your spouse poisoning you, then maybe you shouldn't rethink what you're doing. Like, don't be mad at me. But no, like, she has a little boy and a little girl, and she teaches them like what is poisonous and what isn't.
Yeah,
you know. And her, and I are good friends.
Are you?
No,
I'm joking. Oh, I was like, cool. I want to go to her house. Oh, I believed you for a second. Oh my god. Well, what else? What'd you do? What else?
Nothing really. I mean, I didn't really get to watch a whole lot just because, you know, it was really nice this week. So
I'm gonna need you to quit being so intelligent and actually just watch TV, like brain dead TV.
Just can't, yeah. I'm just, you know, I just,
you make me look bad with all the hours I watch.
Well, you know, you're on the computer all day for work, and then I'm on the computer all night, you know, with school. And
dude, you were almost finished and now you got to finish up a little bit more.
Yeah. I'm getting there. This is the last run here. So and the sad thing is I keep thinking I should get a TV for my room, because what happens is I'll have to sit in the living room and I just don't have the capacity to sit in the living room. Because I feel like I need to be doing something other than sitting there.
I'll get you one for your birthday.
But if I'm... I like TCL brand. 32-inch.
I do
smart
like...
TV.
Don't get picky, girl. You're going to get one on sale.
TCL's the cheapest shit.
I'm going to get that Hisense. Have you seen that one on sale? I've seen it like at Target or something. It's called Hisense. I'm like, where's this shit come from? Like, Hisense.
Well, you know, TCL actually makes the insides for the TVs.
Oh,
they actually make like all
the
stuff.
I like their TVs. Yeah, they do well. Too. Yeah.
I actually got my like my big TV.
Yeah, that thing's huge.
Super cheap. Like my 65-inch, I got it like when they first came out.
Because nobody knew what they
were. Yeah, because nobody knew what they were. And I think I got it like
for, they're not
like
super cheap anymore. Though,
yeah. Because that new TV is $700. I'm like, dang, I got it $300 cheaper than it was before.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I really think I should, so I could actually like lay in my bed and watch a movie and, you know, relax instead of like being on the couch and like staring at my dirty ass dining room because the kids left all their freaking like plates and cups and stuff. And they're like, oh, oops, I forgot. And I'm like,
the kitchen's like 10 steps away.
Right. You didn't forget. You just knew that you just didn't want to do it.
Right. So. Mm-hmm.
What about you? What'd you do?
I went shopping and then, oh, I found a new breakfast place that had like fun stuff to eat, like caramel macchiato pancakes. Ooh. And then they had thick, crispy bacon. You know how I am about my bacon.
I know,
like,
how you are.
Oh, I want it to like snap, like, you know. But anyhow, it was a little mom and pop place and really yummy. But it's so cute because they walk around and they, you know, oh, thanks for, you know, coming to our place and stuff. They're so sweet. But it was good.
Was like, it expensive?
No, that's the thing. Like, yeah. I think I had, because I met a friend there. So I had pancakes, bacon, and coffee, and then fruit. And I think it was a total of $9.32 or
something.
Where
was my invite?
Girl.
How did I get invited?
Because you live too far and you don't wake up in time, okay?
Nope.
You guys eat breakfast at like 11 o'clock.
Hey, that's on Saturdays. Everybody eats breakfast that late on Saturday.
Not me. Shoot. You know me, but we're up at...
You're up at the ass crack of... You're up before dawn.
We are. And so still dark I eat outside. Breakfast at 5:30 in the morning. Ugh. You know, because I've always, you know, I've always been an early riser and always worked early.
Yeah.
And so I have to eat. But
man, the birds are still asleep when you get up.
The latest I can eat is like 7:30 because I'm starving by then. Yeah. So, but then I eat lunch like at 11 too. So it's like all
so
my
you're
stuff.
Like an old lady is what you're saying.
No, I'm a hardworking lady who went to work at 5 in the morning. Okay. I had to take my breakfast with me and I ate it at 5:30. Anyway, but I watched a few crappy horror movie films this week and they were not great, man. There was this one that got me thinking for today's show though. It was called The Curse, or it's called Curse of Humpty Dumpty.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like kind of like a weird, like, like not animatronic, but kind of puppety kind of looking.
Yeah, it's creepy.
His face is creepy.
Yeah, it was.
That should give
But it
me
was
nightmares.
Funny because, like, it was big, but they would carry it in one scene, and then the next scene, he was, like, taller than them, chasing them, you know, and stuff. So it was kind of funny because I'm like, you should have found somebody to fit the size or whatever and left it that size because it was still creepy as hell. But, this movie was funny though. If I had to rate it like on our scared the piss out of me scale, it was a tinkle because that was from laughing. It wasn't like from being scared. But this woman had dementia and her daughters took her back to their family home back in Ireland. I think it was Ireland. Anyway, she found the Humpty Dumpty, which was the size of a small man, like I said. And she had memories of it, but couldn't get a clear picture as to why she hadn't seen it in a while. Well, it turns out she and a few of her friends summoned a demon into this Humpty Dumpty, and they would sacrifice babies to it.
Oh my God.
It came back and it remembered her, it was wanting sacrifices, and it ate her sister-in-law, her friend, her daughters.
Dang!
Yeah, it was decent. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie, but I was cracking up. I was like, oh, shit, like, there goes Humpty again, you know, like, man, he's, you know. But, yeah, it was crazy. It was different. I would tell people to watch it. Like, it's just something that, you know, you can't.
Kind of entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're just cracking up. Like, holy crap. Like, this is, you know, because the daughters didn't believe her. They thought she was even crazier or whatever. And, yeah. No, it turns out they were doing this all along. And there was like a whole, you know, book of black magic that had pictures in it. Of them feeding the demon babies.
Feeding Dumpty.
Yeah, feeding Dumpty. So, yeah, I was like, oh, my God. So, but anyhow, the movie made me think of, like, how creepy nursery rhymes really are.
Yeah.
If you think about it. Very dark. A lot of people do not realize that. So, like, for instance, the Humpty Dumpty. You know, the nursery rhyme has several different stories behind it. The simplest was that Humpty Dumpty was a popular brandy and ale drink that would get you so drunk you would fall off a wall. Now that's called, Everclear? No, I'm just kidding. But anyhow, it also...
Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, man. It also referenced weapons that were hauled over a wall attacking troops during the English Civil War.
Huh.
So anyhow, we'll let you listen to it and see what you think. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. So what did you think of that one?
So I always thought that like Dumpty was like a something made of glass. You know, like a
Fabergé egg.
Yeah, like a Fabergé egg or something. Because they were like, couldn't put Humpty together again. So I always thought, oh, he broke. You know, like.
But, you know, it doesn't say anywhere that he's an egg. So it's like, what part, you know, some illustrator came up with that.
Yeah, prompted.
But yeah, so, you know, I always thought of it as an egg. So I just thought a piece of shell, just like when you crack them or whatever. I never thought of anything else.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, it says it's like ale. It's like, why don't you just make him like a beer cup or something, you know?
Beer mug,
yeah.
Because that was not appropriate.
Right, then they couldn't put it in a children's book.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Three Blind Mice is another nursery rhyme. And the nursery rhyme is actually supposed to be about Queen Mary. So the three mice are referring to a group of three Protestant bishops who conspired to overthrow Queen Mary. And she burned them at the stake for treason.
Well, let's check this one out.
Three blind mice, three blind mice. See how they run, see how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
Okay, so that's crazy. You know, I don't know why, but I think of the three little blind mice from Shrek, you know? So I don't know. I just can't think of it about being bishops, but I can imagine that because she was a terror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean.
All that sister and brotherly love going on.
Right. You know? Exactly. Made people look crazy back then.
Yeah. But my kids were always like, why would she cut off their tails? Like.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, that's weird. But when you're singing it, you're not thinking about what it's actually saying.
No, because you're just like, three blind mice, yeah. See how they run. You know, but I don't think I've never paid attention to the last half, you know, or whatever. Because you're like laughing and whatever while you're doing it in school, or at least we used to. I don't think they do that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
They don't really teach
that kind of stuff. Yeah, nursery rhymes and stuff like that.
It all has to be politically correct. Apparently that's not. So the next one that we, you know, we're talking about was Ring Around the Rosie. So this refers to the Great Plague of 1665. The Rosie is supposed to represent the rashes that covered the afflicted. They smelled sick and, you know, they attempted to cover up the smell of like the rotting with a pocket full of posies.
Dude, that was a lot of freaking posies.
Yeah,
like, cause there's no way.
So the plague killed around 15% of the country's people. So it's believed that ashes is about the dead.
Oh, like people's ashes.
Yeah. Because, you know, they would like burn people and like, you know how like because of the plague, they were burning people and that shit was spreading the plague.
Right. All over. It's like
airborne, you know? Yeah. But I think that one is creepy because, you know, it's like shit. That's like someone trying to cover up their halitosis with some gum. That shit don't work.
Or people who smoke that spray the perfume on them. It's like that's
just
so
smells
stupid.
Like smoke with perfume.
Yeah, it's like you can still smell it. That's funny. Oh my God. We'll check that out.
Around the rosies, pocket full of posies, ashes. Ashes, we all fall down.
Okay, so now when you listen to it, the pocket full of posies, you're like, all I'm thinking is like that dead mummified body there with the, like the flowers or with the poopery and that.
No, you know what I think of is an interview with the vampire when they find Claudia, the little girl, with her dead mom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, she's hanging on to her mama. Her mama dead. Yeah. You know, like, that's what I think of every time I hear that now. I'm like, oh, her mom was all dead. Yeah. Creepy.
Well, another creepy one is Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary. Here is another one about the Queen Mary. So most of you know the contrary is another way to describe a murderous psychopath. Supposedly, this nursery is recounting the homicidal nature of Queen Mary. She reigned from 1553 to 1558 and executed hundreds of Protestants. The rhyme mentions cockle shells and silver bells, which were named for torture devices. Take a listen.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. With pretty maids all in a row.
So, okay, like if you, okay, so Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? So her garden is bodies, pretty much.
Right.
With silver bells and cockle shells.
Okay, like, when I hear cockle shells, I'm thinking of, like, something that's on their balls. Right. Like, squeezing them or something like that. Don't you think? Like, I don't know. I'm just like, what the hell was a cockle shell? You know what? I'm going to Google and see if there's a picture of a cockle shell.
What is a cockle shell? Google, what is a cockle shell?
Hold on. A cockle shell is a, no, just, hold on. Let me see if they have pictures.
But, you know, there is this, you know, there's a museum, I think it's in London, of the torture devices that they used to use.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I don't know. When I see things like that, because I think there's a couple here in the U.S. that have,
see?
Like.
It is. Right. Look at it. Oh, it looks like, man. It goes around the balls.
Yuck. That's gross. So what did it do? Like, just.
I don't know.
Pinched the crap out of them.
That's what it looks like. It looks like it probably cuts it off.
It says Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
What is a cockle shell torture device? Okay. Well, the silver bells were thumb screws, which crush the thumb between two hard surfaces, tightening of the screw. The cockle shells were believed to be instruments of torture, which were attached to the genitals. Yeah. So it was a guillotine. Pretty much for genitals.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a castration method.
Yes.
Well, there was like a hook at the end of it, so it like cupped them, and then they probably hung something on it to like rip them off.
Mm-hmm.
She was crazy.
She was. That was a hardcore bitch, man.
Right, man. She wasn't dealing with nobody's bullshit.
Nope.
She's the one that painted her face all white and shit, right?
Yeah. 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 Wore those big old collars.
Yeah.
I'd be itching all the time. I'd be like, oh, get this thing off me. Yeah, she was a little different.
She was.
Oh, man.
So the next nursery rhyme we have is Jack and Jill. And this is going to ruin it for me because I always thought it was really sweet, you know. So the most common theory is that it's an account of King Charles the First, who attempted to reform the tax on liquid measures. Parliament rejected his suggestion, so he reduced the volume on half and quarter pints, known as Jack and Jill's. So I also found stories on people believing that this rhyme was about a man getting a woman pregnant, and when she told him, he fled down the hill to leave the woman, and the woman ran after him.
All right, let's check it out.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Up got Jack and home did trot as fast as he could caper. He went to bed and bound his head with vinegar and brown paper.
Okay. See, now all I can think about is the guy running away from the woman.
Right.
Like, and I don't know why, but I feel like that's more believable. I don't know. Yeah, like,
I don't know. Or maybe they went up the hill to get busy and he told her he was married. And she pushed his ass down.
They
and
didn't care back
head,
then.
Broke his head. You know, broke his crown. She's like,
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you can read so much into some of these.
Right, exactly. I mean, you could go on and on. Like you said, you know, in previous episodes, you can go down a wormhole. I mean, just keep a rabbit hole, keep going and going.
Yeah.
So, well, another one that's kind of creepy or funny or whatever, however you want to look at it, Georgie Porgy. So Georgie kissed the girls and made them cry. Why would they cry?
Well, suppose...
Well, supposedly 17th century Duke of Buckingham, George Villiers, was bisexual and a social climber. He used his good looks to sleep his way to the top, seducing both males and females, and even the king. What are your thoughts? Listen to it. Tell us.
Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys went out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away.
Okay. I think he made them cry because they thought they had a chance with him, but he was more into men.
I'm sticking with halitosis.
Did I ever tell you I had a friend who, like, she started dating this guy. He's super hot. So hot. And very good looking, you know, and she comes home and one night and she's just like, I can't do it. And we're like, what? She's like, he has halitosis so bad. Like, she was trying to make out with him, but it was so bad. I was like, oh, poor guy. God. I was like, maybe he's got a dead tooth you can tell him to pull or something. I was like, maybe that'll help.
I know it's 2022 and you got dead teeth, but you know, there's such thing as the dentist, you know?
Yeah, I was like, poor girl. Oh, she was like, I can't do it. She held on for a little bit, but she's like, I can't.
I'd be like, you want to take this gum before you talk to me? You know? that reminds me of this, there's an episode, you know, when my kids were little, Doc McStuffins was a big thing. Uh-huh. And there's this one episode where the little dinosaur, he gets her brother feeds him the pastrami sandwich. And he's walking everyone and he's going, hi. And he's got like green smoke coming up out his mouth. And they're all like, ugh, you know, and it's like, I mean, could you imagine back in those days? They didn't brush their teeth.
No.
I mean, they probably have funk breath, funk. I mean, you knew they have funky ass. So, I mean, we talk about that all the time, you know, in the 17th century. They wouldn't take them baths more than once a month, you know. But it always cracks me up when I see movies that are like, you know, period pieces and the people get into the bathtub. And I'm like, man, that shit should be brown. That water's clear. No, not realistic. You know, because now you got people like Georgie Porgy doing booty sex and whatever else, and he ain't taking a shower. You know, probably made him cry because he had stank dick, man. I mean, shit, so you never stupid. Know.
See, you go way too far. You get so grossed out about
I do, man. Hygiene is a big thing for me.
But yet, you like dirty-looking men.
I do. I like scruffy-looking guys.
No, it's not scruffy. You like the white trash, dirty-looking men. Like, there's a difference.
Jared Leto. Ugh. Like, I don't know. I mean, you can look scruffy and smell good, you know. I don't know, you know, Travis Fimmel, you know, I don't know.
Which was he? Is he the motorcycle show one? Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I only liked him in King Arthur because he was nice cut. You know, I like the nice cut, very, you know, or bald. Or facial hair. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you do like Viking looking guys.
I do. Yeah. Oh, man. Man, you got me hooked on that Viking show. Yeah. I'm like, Valhalla, make me Valhalla. You know, I'm like, damn. I told my husband because, you know, he has Viking blood or whatever, and he's Norwegian. And I'm like, dude, okay, you got to grow your beard out like that, okay? And we need to get
to get some beads.
Yeah, he said, that's what I told him. I said, we can braid these two sides. And he's like, shut up. I was like, you go to the office. It's fine. Your beads will clink together when you talk.
But he did used to drive a motorcycle.
Oh, he rode
so
a motorcycle.
So he was a badass. You know, like, he was kind of scruffy, like. You know, like that.
He was clean.
So
don't
talk that shit.
Nah, he didn't look dirty. He looked clean.
That's because he was bald, man. You can't look too scruffy when you ain't got no hair.
You better quit talking about my man's bald head. I like that shit. It's nice and shiny. And wax that shit.
I like the way my fingers slide through your scalp.
I'm like, come on, Magic 8-Ball. Am I going to get lucky tonight? as I rub it.
Answers point to yes.
Answers point to no. Doubtfully. Doubtful.
Maybe.
That's funny.
So the next nursery rhyme is Ba Ba Black Sheep. Now see, they're messing up all the like nice.
None of them were rhymes. Nice, though.
No, but yeah. So, unfortunately, this nursery rhyme uses the color black and the word master. So, it seems to be more of a racially charged, rhyme if you really listen to it. So, people try to say that, like, it's about the tax on wool from 1275. But I think if you really listen, you understand what it's trying to say. Now, nowadays, like, classrooms change the word to ba ba something. So, no offensive sheep.
Ba ba black sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, yes sir, three bags full. One for the master and one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Yeah, I don't think it changes the fact that it's racially charged, you know, regardless. Yeah. You shouldn't even say it, you know.
Right.
So I don't know, I just think, what did you know that this little piggy is actually a racial nursery rhyme as well? It used to be this little n-word. Isn't that awful?
But that's like like the eeny meeny miny moe.
Oh, that's right.
It was,
I forgot
catch
about
catch an N-word by the toe.
That's
what it used to be.
See, and I don't understand. I mean, well, I understand how they got away with it. So, you know, back then, but it's like, how disgusting that somebody wrote these things in children's books.
Right.
And
right.
They felt that it was okay.
Right. But just like, I mean, well, there's words that we use that we're not really aware where they're, like, their origins, because it's just an, like, picnic.
Mm-hmm.
It was pick-a-nick, you know, mm-hmm. but it was pick the n-word, you know, because
mm-hmm.
that's what, how they did like their lynching and stuff.
See, and that's why, like, now it's called like get-togethers or gatherings and stuff. Yeah. Like that instead, because of that fact. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't ever use the word picnic.
No, no. I don't either. Well, because it's not 1985. Yeah. So which is the last time I think I heard it.
Well, because I don't like to go outside, so so I'm like, you can go sit in that hot ass weather on a blanket, but I ain't about to.
Nah, man.
Just like the outdoor theaters and stuff. I'm like, nah, bruh. You can keep that shit to yourself.
Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, so for Mother's Day a few years back, I got an outdoor movie theater because I love movies so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we put it up, but we put it up like when it's like 10 o'clock at night and it finally cools down and we, you know, stuff like that. So we enjoy it then, but I can't, it's like, first of all, it's too light out to have the outdoor.
Right.
And
but it's
so
humid.
Hot and humid here. Oof. It's like, geez Louise, you know, you don't want to sit in it. So especially because, you know, I mean, you like me with thick thighs, you know, I mean, that shit's like trying to get it sucked off this chair after it's stuck for, you know, it's like, oh shit.
Making a fire between your thighs walking around.
Nope, mine just stick. It's like to the bottom of the chairs. I hate that. Well, so, you know, one more that we want to talk about is Peter Pumpkin Eater. So this one is a nursery rhyme that is a little out there. I'll never think of it the same way. It's okay, so if you listen to it first and then we'll talk about it.
Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell and there he kept her very well.
Okay, so what'd you think of that? I think, like, because it's about, if you really listen to it, it's about a man keeping his wife in check because supposedly she had all these affairs and stuff. And so, like, the, Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife but couldn't keep her. Well, he couldn't keep her in check is what, keep her in line is what it's trying to say. And so, like, he actually, you know, put her in a big, supposedly in a big pumpkin and chained her up in there. And I'm like, dude, what size was this pumpkin? Like blue H or what is that? 4H? Blue ribbon size pumpkin, you know, like the.
So, okay. So my first thing when it says Peter Pumpkin Eater, to me, a pumpkin stands for like a booty.
Oh my God, you are so gross. What is wrong with you? Nasty bitch.
Like, that's the first thing I would think of.
Because you nasty.
Had a wife and couldn't keep her. Obviously, he couldn't eat her booty good enough.
Oh, Whoa. What is wrong? What kind of shit are you doing in your bedroom, nasty?
Nothing. Nothing. I am single. But no, like you know, I don't know. It's kind of a weird, you know.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an adult, that's what I think. When I was little, I didn't think that. Think about eating butt.
I hope not.
Because I ain't going to get near no one's butt. But yeah, I mean, like, when you think about it, a lot of these rhymes, you're like, well, what the hell were they thinking when they were talking about this stuff? Like, what prompted them, you know, why don't you just make a song out of it? Like country music. My wife left, my dog died, my car died, you know, like, I don't know, they're like so subliminal in what they say, you know, that they're trying to, I don't know, why would you even make that into a kid's rhyme? Because kids have nothing to do with a wife cheating.
This is what I'm saying, but I wonder if like they didn't start out as nursery rhymes and they were like dirty limericks or something.
Yeah,
like this is what I'm trying to think, like, because who in their right mind would put this shit in a children's book? But I'm wondering if they were like dirty limericks. And, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, somebody thought, well, I'm going to change them up just a little bit or whatever and put them in and do cute drawings with them. You know, I don't know. It's like, what are people, I don't, you know, you just don't know what to say about it. It's so disgusting and like weird. I don't know.
I mean, you can keep me in a pumpkin and feed me. It's cool. I mean, shit.
I'll just eat the pumpkin. Right. No, I'm allergic to pumpkin. Right.
Hey, feed me steak. I don't need pumpkin.
So, yeah, I don't know. These were weird. So, well, you know, unfortunately, I don't think any of us listening to this will ever think of nursery rhymes the same again.
Definitely not.
You know, it's unfortunate, but don't buy those for your kids. Right. Like those little books. They're, you know, they're just.
But they don't even really make them anymore.
They still have them, though. Yeah. They still have them, you know, and then they have, like, you know, little, like, the old tales and stuff like that. They have this stuff in them, and, you know, I mean.
Next, they're going to make some shit up about Peter Rabbit or something. You know,
I hope not. Oh, my gosh, you know. But anyhow, well, we're glad you joined us this week. We will see you next week, and.
Don't forget to like, share, and comment on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We appreciate the support, you guys. Have an amazing week, and remember,
keep it creepy.